Joining us now, one of the up-and-coming superstars, best-selling author in Washington and best-selling author in the New York Times list, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, author of An American Son, a memoir. Senator Rubio, as you know, has been a stalwart and a big supporter of Governor Romney. He's doing that today. Senator, welcome back to Kilmeade and Friends.
Hey, I'm glad to be back.
Hey, Senator, what's your message now? I mean, there's different messages and different motivations depending on where we are at in the campaign. What is the message today as you talk to the camp and try to get on the same page?
Well, you know, I think the message has never really changed, and that is that, you know, elections are choices. And the choice in this election is the clearest one that I've seen in my lifetime, and that is between the president, who doesn't believe in free enterprise and doesn't understand it, and Mitt Romney, who does believe in free enterprise and does understand it. And that's an important choice because free enterprise makes people prosperous, all people prosperous, and big government makes people poor. And that's been the history of the world. That's been the history here in America. So we have a very important choice to make, and that is, do we want to stay on this road we're on now, a road that hasn't worked, or do we want to go back and re-embrace free enterprise, the things that make us prosperous?
The senator is in Florida campaigning for Mitt Romney today. The president will be in Florida, too. Yesterday he was in Ohio. He was ripping Mitt Romney's economic plan. Cut number three. Let's listen, John.
The centerpiece of my opponent's entire economic plan is not only to extend the Bush tax cuts, but then to add a new $5 trillion tax cut on top of it.
Is that true?
You know, I think this is what he keeps saying because he doesn't want to talk about his record. The truth is, the bottom line is that even after the Bush tax cuts, the government had more money coming in, historically so. I mean, it had historic increases in revenue. The problem is that it had historic increases in spending, and that led to this economic downturn. It wasn't tax cuts that led to the economic downturn. It was government spending that led to the economic downturn, along with the housing bubble that was also created by government policies. So Barack Obama inherited that, and you know what he did? He doubled down on the bad policies. He spent even more money. In one fell swoop, he spent $800 billion of borrowed money that he said would stimulate the economy, and it failed. He passed Obamacare, Dodd-Frank, cash for clunkers. I mean, you name it. All of these, everything he's tried has failed. And today we have more people unemployed. The economy's barely growing. And it's he shoulders the blame for that.
Senator Rubio is with me right now. And, Senator, what they're saying is Mitt Romney does want to give a tax cut across the board, but he also wants to close some tax loopholes and restructure our tax system that would help bring in revenue. That's the combination. He has not named those loopholes. Can you?
Here's the bottom line, and here's the truth, okay, about the loopholes, as people call them. A lot of them are just straight-up tax exemptions. They're not loopholes. They're like the deduction on your mortgage interest,
okay,
deduction on charitable giving. I don't think there's going to be support for doing away with those. So I don't think that getting rid of these exemptions is about revenue. I think it's about making the tax code simpler and fairer and easier to understand and even being able to lower the rate. And if you do that, your economy is going to grow. And if your economy grows, that's what's going to generate the revenue you need to pay down the debt, not tax increases.
You know, the big buzz in politics right now, now as Mitt Romney's come back from his three-nation tour overseas, has been the victory by Ted Cruz over in over in Texas, over the lieutenant governor, who everyone thought David DeWorst was going to just be a shoo-in. He's got the nomination, and in that state, he's going to just coast. He should be to the Senate seat. They're saying he is the new Rubio. He's going to be an up-and-coming Hispanic star, and that you should feel threatened by him. Do you? And is that how you feel?
No,
see
I'm excited about it. Well, first of all, I'm excited about it. I think it's an honor people would say he's the next Marco Rubio. But in fact, he's the next Ted Cruz. I mean, he's his own man, and he's exciting in and of himself. He has a great story to tell. He's a real knowledgeable and real accomplished guy, very articulate, very inspirational when he speaks, got a lot of people excited. We need more. I wish we had more people like that running this cycle, and we can get a few more in the Senate. We could really change something in Washington. So obviously he's got to get to the general election, and I'm confident I'm confident he will. And I'm excited about what it's going to mean to have him, Richard Murdoch, and some other folks around the country coming up and joining us.
We both know, too, there's something else you have in common, not only with Ted Cruz's Hispanic background, but you also had tremendous support from the Tea Party. Mark Halperin weighed in this morning, from co-author of Game Change, and says he will be a different senator than you. Let's listen.
I know Ted Cruz a little bit, and I think he's being caricatured somewhat in the national press. He is going to be, I think, in the Senate more like Pat Toomey, the senator from Pennsylvania, than like Jim DeMint or Rand Paul or Mike Lee of Utah. I don't think he's going to try to burn the place down. He did a very very good job, I think, of running not exactly what he actually is, because he senses what the Tea Party moment is about.
Do you agree?
Well, you know, I think ultimately I don't see the distinction he's trying to point to. I think everyone has a different role to play in the Senate. I think, for example, Senator Paul and others do a great job of pointing out some of the ludicrous things that are happening in America, and they have a style and way of doing it. But these are false divisions. At the end of the day, what we have is a growing number of senators, many of whom were elected in the last 2 to 4 years, who believe in limited government, who believe in free enterprise, who believe in the constitutional principles that this nation was founded on, and we find ways to advocate and forward that belief system. And I think Pat Toomey's one of them, Rand Paul's one of them, Mike Lee's one of them, Jim DeMint's one of them, there are others. And God willing, Ted Cruz will be one of them, too.
And we'll see if you'll be in the majority next time, and it'll be a totally different job description for you. Senator Marco Rubio, my guest. He's the author of American Son, a memoir. He's also on the road in Florida campaigning for Governor Romney, because he wants him to be the next president of the United States. This morning on Fox and Friends, Senator, I had Dick Morris on, who, as you know, is a big advocate of yours. He's been looking heavily into your background and saw a couple of potential problems to Governor Romney picking you. Let's listen.
There's some other minor stuff. He double billed for nine plane trips, but that can happen, and he paid it back. He took some campaign contributions over the limit, paid an $8,000 fine, and that's it. He failed to disclose a home equity loan of $130,000, but he said that was an oversight, and he disclosed it. Those are all relatively minor nickel and dime stuff.
Do you agree? Are those things true, and have you already tackled that?
Yeah, well, people should buy my book. I talk about all of them in there. And, I mean, there are mistakes. They happen. I'm not glad they happened, obviously. And we're much more careful today. They all happened, you know, a decade ago or a little less. And like I said, I mean, these are lessons people learn. None of them were intentional or in any way led to any, you know, bad intentions. But, you know, I think the important thing is you learn in life. You got to be very careful, especially when you're in public office, because perception happens and matters so much. And how things are covered and how things are viewed. So I learned lessons from those, you know, about just being extra careful about everything.
Senator Rubio, I know there's a big family role with you. You have a young family. It's kind of unique in Washington to have so much success so young that demands you be there and you want to be there. Would that have anything to do with whether you accepted being the number two guy if you were, in fact, called on?
Well, as you know, I don't comment at all about the vice presidential process. As far as my family, and I talk about this in my book extensively, it is a difficult balancing act. But I think that's not just true for people in politics. I think that's true for people all across America, especially people in my generation who are trying to build a business or get ahead in their career, and their job demands of their time and their energy. And sometimes you have to make some difficult choices. But what I try every day to do is remind myself that the most important job I have is the job of father and husband. And right. If you get that job right, the other things fall into place.
You know how I we're all over this campaign, just the nature of my job, and you live it, that is your job. And I was shocked to see the New York Times Quinnipiac poll that showed in Florida, with a pretty substantial lead for President Obama in your battleground state, where other polls earlier had it basically Romney or in a dead heat. Do you agree with the polls? Is that what you're hearing? Or when you look at these polls, do you look at something else?
Well, I know a lot of people who voted for Barack Obama last time who are not going to vote for him now. I don't know anyone who voted for John McCain who's voting for Barack Obama. Now, you know, obviously, I think Florida's going to be very close. I think Florida's going to be tightly contested. That's true always, has been true for a long time. But these polls right now, I would just take them all with a bottle of salt, because a lot of people are on vacation. What they're thinking about now is getting their kids ready to go back to school here in Florida. They started mid to late August. They're still kind of wrapping up their summer activities. I think people are going to start to focus on this election during the convention process and then into the fall. And I think that's where people are going to be very clearly understanding that after 4 years of a miserable failure on this president, Barack Obama is asking for a 4-year extension. And people are going to have to make a choice whether they want to do that or not. And that's why I'm very confident that the Mitt Romney will win Florida and win the presidency.
Senator Rubio, as you know, the last poll I did see, taking with a grain of salt, a lot of it has a 43-point gap between President Obama's approval with his Hispanic vote, Hispanic Americans, as opposed to Mitt Romney. How, in this short time, in these 90-plus days, does Mitt Romney close the gap?
Well, first of all, we need to understand a lot of Hispanics across this country have traditionally registered Democrat, and so their preferences, just as a default position, are going to lie with the Democrat nominee. That being said, however, I would tell you that I don't think any community has been as deeply impacted by the economic downturn and the failures of this president's policies in the Hispanic community. Look at the unemployment rate. By the way, the Hispanic community in America is extremely entrepreneurial. I don't think they appreciate having a president telling them that they didn't build their business, that they owe that to government. And they desperately want to leave their kids better off than themselves. Right. Once we get into the fall and the focus of this campaign becomes between Barack Obama's vision and Romney's, I think that gap will close.
Senator Rubio, good luck in Florida today.